Hi, everybody. We have a camera guild.
Welcome back to the Jojatorium.
Well, I think remember too. Whenever we found the German Scheisser porn.
Let's not lie to each other. You're in twerk classes over there. That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
That's all it is. The fitness class.
Working on them TikTok videos you like so much.
Dead face.
Got right in front of you.
Welcome back to Jojatorium. You know who it is. It's Adam. It's Matt. We're decaying with the boys. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is a very hairy man. The reigning, defending homebrew champion of the Berg has come back to Penn Brewery.
Woo!
That's right. The most historic microbrewery in Pittsburgh linked back up with the champ to bring you the most electrifying beer and barroom entertainment. South of Heffen is a beautiful mix of New England haze and Hefeweizen that can be easily shared with a friend because it's back in cans over at Penn Brewery right now. But when do we go? What time are they open? Well, the Bang Bang Beer Gang has you covered. All you have to do is just follow over to Penn Brewery at pennbrew.com and make sure you check out the sick merch to go along with those four packs. Look at this fucking thing. Amazing. You can rep Bash Brew, support craft beer, but always remember to let them know the boys sent you.
And I got to add to that. They got a sick brunch on Sunday, so go check it out. Get yourself some merch. Get yourself a four-pack.
I love food. I love merch. I love your beer.
Hell yeah.
I love collabs. I love Penn Brewery. Go do all of it.
Here we go. It's been a slow week.
It's been the slowest week. So this is it. Welcome back. This is it. And as you can see, we're back on camera. Hi. It's nice. We missed you. Hi. I hope you missed us. We finally made it to 100 recorded episodes together, Adam.
Yes, we did.
After all the half episodes and all the interviews with celebrities and all the times where people tried to just suck us away from each other, we finally said, you know what? Enough of the Hollywood lifestyle.
Stop sucking us away. Suck us into each other.
Suck us into each other.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We sucked into each other.
Episode
100. Of course, like we said, it wasn't easy. There's some snags. Took a bigger break than we wanted to, but we still managed to come back and bring you guys heat every Monday. And that's what we're going to do again with these videos. They're coming back on Mondays, so go ahead over to our YouTube right now and subscribe to us because this is what you're going to see. And whenever we can upgrade equipment, we will. But for now, we're going to rock. We're going to rock with this shit. But before we get into all the clappies and brewskis and all the fun we're going to have, because Adam, I think this is like your make-a-wish episode. Okay? It's just nothing but questions and going over jobbing. And it's just
Yeah. Well, and I'm also probably going to be dead by episode 102. So yeah, for multiple reasons, it's my wish episode.
Look, it's John Cena.
Oh no.
Well, Adam, it is
the
round
doctor will
one.
Be calling in the morning.
No, they don't call.
Oh no.
They just call it. So, Adam, it is round one. You continue to procure some of the best beers to serve in the Berg. Put that all together. What do we call it? Round one beers. What are we drinking?
Yeah, bear with me for a second because I got to read the can. Because, again, ever since our Marzen versus Pumpkin episode,
yeah,
breweries just sending me mad Marzens
off
the rip for free.
So what, a microbrewery or independent brewery or like small upstart?
Oh, they're pretty big. It's Dogfish Head with their Amazon Lederhosen, which is a Marzen lager that was a taproom exclusive.
So you just got that in the fucking mail?
They just shipped it to me and said, we love the podcast. Love Sam Calzone. Like, yeah.
I love this.
Here it is, right here in our hands.
We made it.
So it's a German Marzen, 5.2%. It's brewed with all German Munich malts, German noble hops, and German lager yeast. So here you go. It promises layers of maltiness.
Crack that, daddy.
Let's do it.
Crack that, daddy. So, of course, if you don't know who Dogfish Head is by now, you've lived under a rock. One of the pioneers of making it big as a microbrewery, and they are based out of Virginia for the most part now.
Wrong?
I'm wrong?
Delaware.
I apologize.
Rehoboth, Delaware. Technically, Milford, I
believe. 100 episodes!
Milford, Delaware. You're just saying, Milton, Delaware. Sorry, Milton, not Milford.
Okay.
Yeah, Milton, Delaware. And in all truthfulness, this was not sent to us by Dogfish.
What?
I want to thank Ian and Sarah Fielder for actually, they're like what you can call regulars at the Delaware Tap Room, and they procured this for us. And I said, can we review it on our 100th episode? I'd be honored to, because I love Dogfish. And they said, do it.
Wow.
So here it is.
I love Marzen's, and this one is just like packed full of flavor. This one has that little bit of extra malt bite at the end of it that I really, that some of the other ones we had were a little thinner, but that one really, it's, I won't say aggressive, but it's a little more bitey than the other ones we've had.
Yeah, I will say this is probably the maltiest I've had all year,
yeah,
on and off the podcast. It's very malty.
Yeah.
It's what you maybe expected from an Oktoberfest Marzen in 2017. Like,
yeah,
it's hitting like that. Almost like Sam Oktoberfest, but
better. Yeah.
But that malty, like, you get that sweetness, you get that lingering, there's a little more body to it. It's good. It's good.
Absolutely. So,
very good.
Adam, while we are sipping on this beer, we have to go into a segment that I just identified as thank yous, comments, mentions, and etc., because we have a lot of people that we didn't know, or we did know, and some people we are coming to find out. And you know, it's a small podcast. We have a strong listenership amongst the people who want to hear us. And it's just, this is a cool opportunity for us. Cause like most other podcasts, we started this cause of COVID and something to do.
Right.
And we loved it so much that we wanted to keep going. Yeah. So
we started homebrewing together and we were like, this only fills up 6 hours of the day. How can we fill up 10 hours?
We need to make sure we stretch it out and make our wives really mad at us.
Right.
So get microphones.
Yeah.
So we did. And we've evolved a lot, and it's because of a lot of people that support us. So if you don't mind, Adam, I'd like to start and throw out to our friends over at the Brain Trust, a great group of podcasters. They never let me or us stop. You know, when we were going on hiatus, I was constantly getting messages about them encouraging me to come back. Antonio Palacios, who I'll talk about here in a second, he tried to get me to make like a fake alias. He was calling me Matt Shetty, and he was like, come talk about horror movies, like, just don't tell people who you are. Like, it was a bunch of different stuff.
So me and him had the same idea.
Yes.
I pitched that to you too.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just act like you left and there's some new guy.
Like a voice modulator and like blur the face off. But thank goodness we didn't have to do any of that. But I want to go ahead and say thank you to Brendan from Unchefed. He's the reason why we all got together. Leo Allen from Voluntary Input. You're amazing. Josh and Amanda Wilson from Super Familiar with the Wilsons and Unscrew It Up. Karen and Ann from Sugarcoated Murder, thank you for your shout out today. We're recording this on Friday. In the middle of your episode, you took the time to say congratulations to us. So thank you very much. And congratulations on your book. It keeps winning awards, and we love you guys. K and J from Fuck My Work Life podcast. I like your podcast because I get to say fuck even more than I already do. And you've shared a lot of inspiration with us as well. Justin Henson from The Movie Wire and an upcoming podcast that'll be coming out pretty soon here with Antonio. I think it's called Back to the Balcony. But Justin gave us a little audio, Adam, so I want to go ahead and play this one for
you. Yeah, let's go for it.
Decaying with the Boys, Justin Henson from The Movie Wire. Congratulations on such a fantastic, amazing milestone. First off, let me say how much pain and suffering you've caused me not hearing your voices during your short absence. Your show is the pure definition of not knowing how much you love something until it's gone. Everything you guys put on your show, I can feel the passion, love, and dedication in each and every episode. The amount of fun radiates through your episodes. I can't tell you how fantastic and amazing you guys are. I cannot wait to see what you have in store in future episodes. And tonight, in your honor, I am raising a mug to you. Congratulations on a fantastic, amazing, incredible 100 episodes. And Matt, we really have to get together to discuss a lot more horror movies. Cheers to you, and here's to another 100,000 episodes of Decaying with the Boys.
Thank you, Justin Henson.
Yeah, thank you, Justin.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I think maybe by the time this is out, little surprise for you, I got to jump back on with Dan and Justin, and we talked about horror movies for a Halloween episode.
Oh, nice.
So I got to jump right back on there.
Hell yeah.
So when we talked about Antonio Palacios, the Cult Worthy podcast, the MILF and Me, which is hilarious, and the Back to the Balcony he's going to have with Justin Henson. Antonio is one of the funniest guys I get to hang out with in the world of podcasting. Super funny dude. Very creative. And then Josh Scar from Talking Smack, he lets me come on and piss people off with my hot takes on like Lord of the Rings and shit. So that was really nice of him to let me do that. And of course, I had to save one of my favorites for last, because there are other shows that you can choose. But thank you very much, Dan, for making Casting Views. And Dan actually, he sent us in an audio clip too. And Adam, I listened to this one preemptively, and I'm glad they did, because you should know this is really for you.
Oh, he shot me out. Let's go.
Hi, Matt and Adam. It's Dan from Casting Views. Firstly, I just wanted to say a huge congratulations for reaching the 100 episode milestone. Great achievement. Your episode's fantastic each week. Real great mix of subject, from the beers and lagers through to the horror films through to the combat sports. It's a great listen each week. What's more, the chemistry that you two have on the microphones is fantastic. It's even more intoxicating than some of the beers you talk about. Secondly, Matt, thank you for being a guest on my show a couple of times. You're always great fun to have you on. Really good person to have a conversation with. But Adam, Matt has been keeping me to himself a little bit. So how about we change the balance of that? We redress the balance. Why don't you come onto the show a couple of times? Matt's got my number. Tell him to give it to you and let's sort something out. We can work something out between the two of us. But honestly, congratulations once again on the 100 episodes. Really looking forward to what the next 100 bring.
Thank you, Dan, from Casting Views.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. And I'm up. I don't know if I can act right listening to that sultry accent all evening, but I'll try my best.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, when he starts talking to you, you get...
Oh, I listened to every episode you're on multiple times.
He makes you
it's very interesting.
He makes you melt a little bit.
It's very interesting. Just a little bit.
So those are my thank yous for right now, because those people are important to me in the podcast world. And also thank you to my wife for tolerating me while I continue to edit everything and write things and bounce ideas off of her. And she does not give a shit about beer, wrestling, or so. Thank you for tolerating me. And to my kiddos, because sometimes I stayed up way too late and woke up sometimes from laughing from what I was doing. So thank you guys. And there's more thank yous to come. But for now, that's it for me. Adam, I know you from your world too. You got a lot of people.
Well, I would also like to start off by saying thank you to the Brain Trust for supporting us and mainly supporting Matt, especially when he needed you guys. Without you guys, we probably wouldn't be back yet. So I really appreciate it. Wholeheartedly. But I would like to go and thank some of the people in the brew industry that have supported us and collabed with us over the 100 episodes we've had over the last more than 100 weeks. I'd like to start with Intergroove, Leaning Cask, Arboretum Trail, Fermata, Penn Brewing, which we talked about at the open. They really are supporting us hard. Abjuration, Bigfoot Benjamin from Abjuration, Tortured Souls, Fifth Season, Dem Bones, Mesh Mash, Nacho and the Pittsburgh Brewing Company, and Sam from Monday's Brewing. All of you, thank you for your support and answering my brew questions and coming on the podcast and answering questions we're throwing at you. And those of you that haven't been on the podcast yet, we're going to get to you soon. Yeah. I would also like to thank my wife for putting up with us filming in the basement of our home almost every week. And my brother Logan, he listens every week, and my dad listens every week. Thank you both for listening. And,
I'm sorry.
and asking so many, they were very concerned when we went on hiatus. They're like, you guys are still friends, right? And I'm like, yeah,
yes,
just,
yes.
We're just taking a break. Yeah. Last and most of all, especially this week, thank you, Mom, and happy birthday. Her birthday was 2 days
celebrity ago. Birthdays.
Yeah, celebrity birthday. B-b-b-b-b- happy, I believe she turned 35 this week.
That's right. She turned 35, just like my mom did back in April. It's amazing, 35.
Yeah. I've now outgrown my mom.
Isn't that something? So, Adam, we did put a post out there, and we gave all of our listeners an opportunity to ask us questions, tell us something, or to get a little shout-out, and you guys showed up in force over all of our social media, to KNWTB. We're on everything. So you guys showed up for us. So Adam, I want to see if we can do this. I'll start the first one and let's just see if we can bang them back and forth, because we have so many.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna stutter so hard.
This is gonna be fun.
That's not my first beer of the evening.
No, not mine either. We've been celebrating already. So Adam, I'll start first with our great friends here in Pennsylvania, up near Erie, Jake and the Dingus.
And I will start with our home brewing friends, Fifth Season Brewing.
Jason Mesher.
The Geeky Dad Podcast.
First Sip Studios.
Off the Meat Rack Chains New York Podcast.
Live Your Lux Life.
Slimothy.
What? AJ Presents the Greater Good Podcast.
The Latin Jukebox.
Dem Bones Brewing.
Nick Merritt.
Rewatch Recap.
Intergroove Brewing.
Danny Lockwood.
Debits and Credits Brewing. Pittsburgh. He's on here twice.
Pittsburgh Beer Douche.
Shit. Thrifty Cosplayer.
Hello, Brutiful.
Maria the Beer Chemist.
Random Stuff Podcast Network.
Carl Wolfman.
West Virginia Uncommon Place.
Survivor Audio.
Deborah Lynn.
And Derek Hattner, which is also Debits and Credits Brewing. You're on here twice.
You're on here twice because you deserve it. Because you used your brewing account, and then you also used your personal account.
And he also picked a fight with me this weekend over ranch dressing and my stance on it.
Oh.
And you're wrong.
Yeah. You like it? He likes it?
Loves it.
Oh, no.
He said I was un-American and un-Yinzer for not liking it.
That's okay.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Uncle Joey told me it was a secret. You want to know the secret?
It's okay to be wrong. I don't think we could say it on this podcast.
I could say
it. Oh, no, yeah, you can.
Yeah. It's blue cheese to go fuck your mother. Joey Coco Diaz told us that one.
I wasn't sure what kind of colorful language he used at first, but then I remembered.
Yeah,
blue cheese is the king.
Blue cheese is king. So, Adam, it wouldn't be an episode with us unless we went over some combat sports news. So, from Buckle to Bell, Bellator and back, the boys bring you the best combat news in the biz. Bets of Doom!
Which we have not done since the hiatus.
I know.
I was wondering if it was ever coming back.
Oh, I was saving one up. And what a better time of the year to do it, because AEW's Full Gear is scheduled to kick off its fifth iteration on November 18th. And they're going to start the card at 6 p.m. So that means there's going to be like 10 hours of wrestling. But at this moment, there's only like 4 matches set. So there's other ones like working.
So we're betting on those.
So we're going to bet on the ones that we know are already scheduled. So, Adam, I think it's going to like lead us into what we would call a Thanksgiving massacre, a Thanksgiving, if you would, because one of us is going to have to get punished.
Yeah, so for those of you new to the podcast, whoever loses this Bets of Doom gets punished on a future episode. And the punishments were getting pretty gnarly before the before the hiatus, and we have to make up for lost time, so this one's going to be real gnarly.
It's going to suck, because if you remember back when we were kicking around during Thanksgiving, we did the Thanksgiving buffet.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Well, I remember because you had to do it.
I had to do it, so I really want to make you do Thanksgiving buffet.
I remember watching you do it.
So, Adam, let's go over the 4 matches we see here, and we're going to pick, try to see if we can differ on some things. Because don't forget, too, if we both miss the same amount of matches, we both get punished, which has never happened.
Fair enough, yeah.
But it could, because there's some these matches are, they're good, but I think they're pretty predictable. But we'll see. So, Adam, looking into the singles match for the AEW World Championship, right now we're looking at MJF coming in as the champion, and he's going to go against Jay White. They have Kenny Omega or Jay White. It's going to be Jay White.
Yeah.
So, who are you taking, MJF or Jay White?
It doesn't matter who he's going against. MJF is retaining the title at Full Gear, in my opinion.
I believe he is too, but we're going to see a huge reveal from the devil.
Yeah.
That's going to be really cool.
It's the cult of personality, the best work in the business
ever.
That
would be incredible. Like, we lost ratings for this.
Like a bunch.
So, Adam, speaking of MJF, he decided to take on a 2-on-1 handicap match for the ROH World Tag Team Championships. It's going to be MJF going against Austin Gunn and Colton Gunn, the Ass Boys. So, who are you? What?
I just thought of something.
Yeah?
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. What if they go to reveal the devil and it's Wardlow, and just all of a sudden the devil doubled in size right before he takes the mask off?
It's like those bad CGI movies back in the 80s.
It's like, wait, it wasn't him the whole time.
Yeah, no, he was much trimmer.
I could see AEW doing that, though.
They definitely would.
Just has a super tight turtleneck on. But yeah, for this match, I am actually going with the Guns to pick off these titles. I think the ROH World Tag Team Championships are right in their lane right now, is a good heel tag team in a super heel stable that's really hot right now. I think they should take it.
I think they should too, and that's why I'm picking against them, because I'm going to use MJF, and I think this is where the devil gets revealed here. I don't think it gets revealed in the championship match.
I like that.
I think it happens.
Because then you got a new gun club member.
Right.
You know, possibly.
Exactly. Like, so I'm going to go with MJF retaining the ROH championship titles. And it's going to be a lot of, like, they're going to overbook it because it's a 2-on-1, and it's your champion. So,
and it's AEW.
And you got to protect. And it's AEW. Moving on, number three, the one that's going to hurt my feelings the most, Hikaru Shida coming in as a champion going against Timeless Toni Storm for the AEW Women's World Championship.
Chin up, tits out.
Yeah, watch out for the shoe.
Watch out for the shoe.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking your lady, Shida, to retain. I don't think she's going to turn it over quick again.
I think with the addition of Luther in Toni Storm's corner being the butler, which is so cool. I like Luther.
Makes one of us.
There's going to be, well, we have to differ on something, sir.
He sucks.
So I'm going to actually go with Toni Storm on this one. I think because she's going to be slightly heel in this one, and she's going to do heel shit, and she's going to win.
All right. I don't think the heel shit's going to work.
We have a 6-man tag match.
Here comes Sting.
Yeah. Sting, Darby Allin, and a partner to be announced, going against Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne. Hey, real quick, why won't it be Edge, by the way? I don't
want to fight Christian Cage. He's like a brother to me.
You think you know me? And then he comes out. And he's, yeah.
Fuck it, I'll fight him.
I mean, it's pretty safe to say they're gonna let the baby faces go.
I mean,
over.
Edge has to do something.
Yeah, so I think he's gonna be the third person. I think that the baby face trio is gonna go over.
So the emo kid and the two men that smell like Depends diapers go over the heels.
I don't know if they smell like Depends yet.
I mean,
they definitely smell like, you know, like Tiger Balm and Icy Hot and stuff like that. I don't know if it's so much Depends yet. But
is Ric Flair managing their asses?
There's the Depends.
I saw a news article today, and I did comment on it on Instagram. I might get canceled. It was okay. Ric Flair decides to stay with AEW through March 2024, and I commented, at his age, I don't think that's his decision anymore.
The old Grim Reaper might have something to say about that.
Yeah. I got to agree with you. They got to put the faces over. We've differed on two matches now. We'll have a loser and a winner. There's no way they're going to have the heels go over, even though I think this is Christian Cage's best character work of his whole career.
Easily.
This heel persona is fucking hilarious, and I love it. But, yeah, the faces are going to win.
What I really like about his character is that it's completely uncensored.
Right.
I think he finally, broke. Because he, TNA, he couldn't do that. In WWE, he couldn't do that. You know, all the other indie promotions, he couldn't do that. Comes out, pretends to be a babyface trainer, and then just goes to shit. And I loved it. And now I still love it.
Couldn't wait for it.
Where's your dad? So, Adam, speaking of missing out, John Jones is going to be out for UFC 295. Usually he's out for other reasons, but he's actually legit injured this time. He hit the social media recently to report he tore his pectoral muscle, which, as we can see, is a very, very debilitating injury, and he will not be competing in the main event for to defend the title at UFC 295 against Stipe Miocic. So Jones is set for a quick return, a turnaround for surgery, and he hopes to be back in fighting shape relatively soon. We'll see how that works out. He could pull Conor McGregor and just take himself out of the testing pool, and he could probably come back pretty quick if he wants to do that. And Miocic, of course, will also be out of action as Dana White scheduled an interim championship match between Tom Aspinwall and Sergey Pavlovich. Two bangers.
Yeah, doesn't have the same card power as the other two gentlemen. But
doesn't draw as much, yeah.
Which is weird that you wouldn't put Miocic in there because, he was... Whatever.
I think
he was already in the title picture. Why wouldn't you put him in for the interim?
I think the idea is to save him for when John comes back. And speaking of
John, you're gonna have to unify this fuckers.
And you will. You
God
will.
Damn.
But I'm gonna pitch you an idea here in a second.
All right.
Jones actually went on to be pretty classy, and he apologized to Miocic, his training camp, and anyone who was anticipating the match.
It's a change for once.
I know. But again, this is gonna happen in due time. I want to ask you though, Adam. Do you think this helps out Derek Lewis? We previously talked about him trying to make a climb of the top 10.
I mean,
taking out two guys that are going to hold and be in a holding pattern and two Goliaths basically slapping meat. two meaty men slapping meat. So it could be a quick propulsion from 10 up to the top five.
Well, yeah, and there's also, you're thinning up. Yeah, you're thinning out the top of the pool, and you're going to have two belts out there now. So, yeah, he could easily challenge for that interim, maybe if John doesn't come back really quick.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice that they're not stripping him. I guess it's not – of course, he can't fight through it.
It's not Coke this time, Adam.
Well, yeah, thank goodness, right? I am excited that, one, it's an injury and it's not personal life-related. And two, that he apologized, which is huge, is bigger of him than in the past. But, yeah, I'm guessing it's not a super long recovery period since they're not stripping him of the title and doing the interim instead.
Yeah.
I think that opens it up completely for Derek Lewis to answer your question.
Which would be dope because I think
he might need one less fight to get into a title picture now.
I like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's kind of what I was thinking too, that you kind of muddy the waters up a little bit. And that gives Derek an opportunity to kind of leapfrog.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it'll speed up his process. If, like I think we said before, if he can get in good shape and the cardio's up and he maintains his health, health.
He's been looking better and better over the last couple of years. So I think he's set. I think he's going to.
He took it seriously. Joe Rogan got in his ear. He said, come on, drink this mushroom tea.
He's my favorite heavyweight. So I'm pulling for him.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Adam, speaking of heavyweight shit, we got your favorite segment of the first half.
Going over a job. I don't know. There's a competition now that Betts of Doom is back.
That's true. But we don't do Betts of Doom every time because if we were punishing each other, the podcast would get real muddy.
Your stomach started to get real angry.
It did. Well, I think it was like 2 weeks in a row you made me drink like Smirnoff ices and then I ate really hot food.
Yeah, it was back-to-back.
Yeah.
I think almost back-to-back episodes.
No recovery. None.
Spoiler, it's some of my favorite episodes.
So, Adam, in going over a jobbing, there are reports now in the locker room for WWE that Brock Lesnar is no longer a superstar draw. He is not currently scheduled for Crown Jewel, and there's no creative for him, and insiders do not, quote, need him for a hotshot push for the Saudi show. Do you think that Brock Lesnar is no longer a superstar pull?
I think it's going over that they do not need him for this Saudi show. I think it's jobbing in general, though. I think he needs to go away. He needs to be gone for a year. Like, don't even have him at Mania this year. Bring him back at Mania next year or Saudi next year, and then he'll be a draw. But, yeah, he was overused.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Under the Vince McMahon booking, I think. So, yeah, I don't think he's needed now, but I don't think he's – I still think he has drawing power for sure.
So whenever he – and I agree with you.
He also jobbed him out to Roman Reigns like three times in a row. So, like, what else is he going to do? Like,
and then you sealed off the story with Cody Rhodes, so there's really no room for him unless you put him in. Like,
but look at how well that worked. Like, it does work.
Oh, yeah,
but
for sure.
But there is nothing for him right now. Yeah. There's no reason for him to be there.
The only thing you could do right now, and it's not really where he belongs, is to put him in the mid-card scene. But right.
What's he going to do, squash Ricochet again?
Again?
Ricochet don't need that.
Where's Braun Strowman at? Choo-choo! So, Adam, sticking with wrestling here, Billy Corgan's promotion, NWA, is signing a new contract with the CW, which I thought was like a shit network. And I come to find out it's the 19th most watched network in the United States. You know who number 16 is?
Animal Planet.
TBS.
No.
So that means that...
Very close.
Very close. So do you think the AEW will have direct competition from NWA, or is that jobbing?
Oh, I think that's going over. If they get the CW, which they... Corgan said they got a top 20 network, and he made it just within the 20.
You just got to be technically right.
I mean, it draws. I mean, they had Buffy, right, and Seventh Heaven or Dawson's or
and
one of those.
Bones and Angel.
So they've had shows that do good on there.
Arrowverse. Wow. The Flash.
Somebody watches the CW a lot, y'all.
I do.
So you can say it's competition then for sure.
I think that it is.
Well, and it's also
it's a local
network in a lot of the U.S., if not all. I know here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it's a local network you just get regardless, and TBS is cable. So,
well, I'll tell you this too.
That makes a difference right there.
If you look at it too here in Pittsburgh, I mean here in Pittsburgh, but the Pittsburgh Penguins had their highest ratings. Not even during cup seasons at AT&T Sports, where they had their highest ratings with the CW.
Right.
So, I mean, it's CW. They kind of let people do what they want, which is why they lost Batgirl. I do watch a lot of CW, but it's okay.
Wow, guys.
I have to.
Wow. You are a Vanderbeck fan, so.
Yeah, dude, Dawson's Creek, the memories.
Dude, yeah, I think it could compete. I mean, being on CW, you're not going to be able to have like a Christian Cage character out there saying, go fuck yourself, but.
I bet you could. Just do the ECW time
You should
slot.
Just go freaking home right now.
Seriously, bro, frick off. Where's your freaking dad? At home waiting for you with hot chocolate? Figures.
I know you'll know the answer to this question because there's a lot of people I don't like that love Supernatural. Was that also on CW?
Yeah.
Jeez. I do not like CW.
Yeah.
I'll watch NWA, though. I'll check it out.
Yeah, for sure. And it, what's cool, too, is the CW does have good TNA was on there for a second, too.
Yeah, like, for so a little. I think they were doing, short. Like, re-airs on there, maybe.
Yeah. So they have the money. They have production. So we'll see what they can do. Also, shout out to Impact, your TNA again. That's pretty dope.
They will be in January.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
They announced it.
Yeah.
I guess.
You don't care at
all. I don't care.
What does it change? Six-sided ring.
Bring in CM Punk and I don't care.
They will. He's on his way.
Whoever gets CM Punk, that's who I love.
Yeah. As we follow the Second City probably Saint, wherever he goes.
It's probably just going to be the Blackhawks.
Yeah, probably. Speaking of dipshits, Adam. Dylan Danis was cut by Bellator after he shit the entire bed against Logan Paul. Mm-hmm. So Bellator cut him. Do you think Dylan Danis will be hired by any other MMA promotion?
I mean, when you say any other, yeah, maybe PFL at this point.
I don't think so.
You don't even think they'll take a chance on him?
Well, here's why I think they won't is because PFL has a strong interest in Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah, then they won't sign
so,
him.
And then I mean, that's cut out.
That's right.
So who do you go to now?
I see spoiler for number four.
Yeah.
I don't know where else he'd go then.
So I think
Bellator cut him. He's definitely not going to the UFC. They have so many problems with him. Yeah, and he looked like a fucking clown. So he's.
Yeah. Can't believe he can't box.
He's done. I can't believe the jiu-jitsu guy didn't know how to box.
moving into number four, like you said.
Dylan dipshit.
The heat is up on Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz in the PFL for an MMA fight. Do you believe this is going to happen in 2024 now, since both parties are agreeing and the PFL is willing to host?
Jake Paul's agreeing to it right now?
Yep. He's the first one to be like, bring it to the cage, bitch.
I still think it's jobbing. Something's going to happen. There's no way he can go into an MMA ring. No. He'll be completely exposed. He'll be exposed like Dylan Danis.
Yeah, but can I say that I'm excited that if he would do it, because I get to see someone
you'd see his arm break.
Get killed.
His arm will be broken.
It'll be on live leak. It won't even be. Right. Just
right.
There's nothing about him entering into a steel cage that's going to be beneficial to him right now.
I agree. Totally agree.
Maybe in 2025. But then Nate Diaz is getting older. So I don't know.
Yeah, he'd still break that arm.
I think he would too.
He'll still break that arm.
Come on, man.
Street justice.
street justice.
Sacktown. Wait, is that where he's from?
Stockton. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, we all fought.
Sacramento. Right? They stare with asses.
Yeah, but they have the Kings.
Yeah. No, Sacramento does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stockton.
Sacktown.
Stockton just has the Diaz brothers.
Which is not bad.
No, that's good. I would say, actually, I think they could beat up the whole Kings.
I think they can, too. Also, you get Bill Burr in there to narrate the whole thing. Like, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm down. I'm down.
So, Adam, we are up for a quick little break before we reset some stuff.
You know whose arms aren't going to break? Our sponsors.
We don't have sponsors, but we have friends. And we named a lot of them at the beginning of this whole thing.
Dan
so
from Casting Views.
You
I'm coming.
May hear something from one of them. So, guess what? We'll see you on the other side.
Woo!
Halloween episode.
Blah.
Face it, dating sucked in your 20s, gets worse in your 30s, and your 40s, forget it.
It's a cesspool out there, and we're your flotation device.
Join us weekly for saucy chat, ridiculous love gurus,
and MILF-worthy fun to spice up your life.
The MILF and Me podcast. Every Wednesday on your favorite pod platform.
And the MILFandMePod.com.
The MILF and Me podcast.
Welcome back. Hopefully you heard something that you like, because again, when you support our friends, you support us, and we support us, do some pretty cool stuff. And we have a guest.
Surprise guest for the 100th episode.
Busted in like the Kool-Aid man.
So this is, being our 100th episode, we had a lot of awesome thank yous and comments and things that talk about, and we would be without joy if one of our favorite guests did not show up. This is Dennis Guy.
Make me feel real good. Yeah, make me feel wanted.
Well, I'm saying is if we have new listeners, we have new followers, people came back and they brought more of their friends, and some people don't know who you are. So before we jump into anything, can you tell everybody who you are and what you're doing?
Absolutely. Well, first off, really pumped to be back here in the Jojatorium on the Came with the Boys podcast. All day today, I was telling people, no joke. People were like, what are you doing tonight? I said, I'm going to be on the Came with the Boys tonight.
I'm crashing a podcast, y'all. You know?
And they were like, how do you spell that? I'm like, look it up. You're not my friend. No, I'm just kidding. They're acquaintances, if we're being honest.
Look it up. You're not my friend. It's going to be my new favorite response.
So Dennis Guy, owner and proprietor of First Sip Studios, located in the sunny Mount Oliver, right outside downtown Pittsburgh. We do video production, photography, social media management services, big in the marketing. A lot of you may remember us from First Sip Brew Box, which that's where we got our start the first 5-6 years.
What?
Really learning, learning. So some of this glassware you see around here, learning how to help and build up small businesses as we were building up our own. Then it hit a certain point as we had to pivot through COVID, as many small businesses out there had to. And we had to figure out that next thing. And the next thing was marketing. Yeah. And that's what we do now.
Wonderful.
And what does your lovely wife do?
Yeah. Oh,
well,
does a lot. So not only is she the co-founder of First Sip Studios, she also wanted something to really make her own, right? Because she always says that First Sip Studios and First Sip Brew Box was my brainchild, which is true and not true, because I couldn't have gotten to that point without her. However, she wanted something to really call her own, and she came up with a unique concept called Sprinkle with Hype. She's always wanted to be a baker her whole entire life. However, this ain't your granddad's bakery. It's not your traditional bakery. She comes up with really unique, cool ideas monthly, and one time a month you can show up and pick it up. So, Sprinkled with Hype. Follow them on Facebook. They had to get a Instagram, but we don't really use Instagram yet.
You gotta know when those releases are coming out.
Sprinkled with Hype.
We got cookies and you don't.
Actually, we don't know that. You may have cookies, but they're not this good.
No, these are ours. They can't come here right now and get these cookies.
They can't, but they may be having cookies at home. You can't assume that they're just eating vegetables. That ain't happening.
But those cookies suck.
Because they're probably not eating fruits and vegetables right now.
They're not.
You know, So
you are here. We are celebrating
episode 100.
This is
episode 100.
That's 2 zeros, baby.
So I went out and got the finest champagne that our budget could buy.
I know. What is champagne?
Round two champagne?
It's round two champagne.
I've heard. I love it.
I'll introduce you if you want. Matt did procure it.
Ever heard of champagne. I don't know the champagne.
That's okay. You'll catch up.
It's actually Prosecco because it's straight from Italy.
Yeah.
Imported.
Damn.
Italy.
It is a Bere Fute bubbly Prosecco. Bere Fute.
So how do you drink this? Do you sit on it or do you just...
No, we are popping it.
How embarrassing would that be if you
and we're drinking it and it's the Came with the Boys, so we are drinking the finest Prosecco in the world out of pint glasses.
Yeah, because who would we be if we weren't true to ourselves,
bro? That may be 100% carbonation.
It is hard to pour with one hand.
Well, that's what she said.
For you listeners, boom, there you go.
That is all he did was litter. Just so everyone knows, that went right on the floor.
Give me your glass, Dennis.
Yeah. Oh, because you don't trust me.
Suck my cork, Dennis, Daddy. Well,
it's you made it. So.
Oh no, because I'd pour way too much. So thank you for pouring that.
Well, I know what to do with you.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh no, that's so much. That's more than everyone.
Oh, you'll be fine. No way.
You got to catch up.
Yeah, we've had other beers.
You're assuming I haven't tried.
We had a 20% beer in the first half.
Yeah.
I knew where I was showing up. I didn't show up a virgin.
We put it out there, Dennis. We asked for, know, questions, comments, shout outs, whatever people wanted. And I remember. Usually in the second half here, we do a lot of questions from the internet. We do a little bit of the Mount Rushmores. But we have so many questions from our listeners, and you can jump in on this too for anytime you want to. We're decayingwtb@gmail.com.
I think we have a question for Mr. Dennis.
We do have a question for Mr. Dennis, and that's going to be a fun thing because when I get to it, I'm going to see if he can fucking remember.
It's probably from my wife. When is he coming home?
Never.
Well, good thing this doesn't air tonight.
Okay. So this one is coming from our friends over at the Fuck My Work Life podcast, which is a fantastic podcast. It's out every week. They do some seasons. Jay and Kay do some funny stuff here. They said, congrats on 100, and you may have already covered this, but how did you two meet and become friends? So for me and Adam, I think we covered it once before.
Way early on.
Yeah, so we are college sweethearts. We met our freshman year.
I don't like how you put that.
Why?
I mean, we weren't dating. You sold me some dank wheat.
Some big dank wheat.
And we're on hiatus.
Stop dropping promos for shit you don't make anymore.
That's true. That is true. I just love puns, man. That is it, honestly. Like,
no, yeah, we freshman year of college, right? Down at the Waynesburg University.
University.
We met. I was in the same major as Matt's sister. She introduced us.
Yeah.
And we kind of were like, fuck you, and didn't really.
Yeah. You know,
we were both kind of introverted at the time, new to a new university. I was just trying to date his sister, so.
Not a good choice.
Not at all.
No, in your non-biased opinion.
But yeah, then me and Matt became fast friends, probably like second semester freshman year.
I would say, yeah, yeah. And then from there, we
realized we were smarter than everybody else.
Like, we should just
you did go to Waynesburg. Yeah. Honestly, nothing against Waynesburg. I almost went to Waynesburg. Like, it's not a bad school.
You say nothing against Waynesburg, and then you speak derogatorily.
But isn't that what you do?
No offense, but you guys are dumb as fuck.
You say, with all due respect, and then you immediately disrespect whatever. No, but seriously, I did almost. They have a great video production program and everything there. Yeah. Top notch.
They have a couple of good things over there.
Good nursing program.
Very good nursing
criminal
program.
Criminal justice. Yep. Business. Whatever. You know, do it all.
And then the two of us became friends with Dennis. I became friends with Dennis through Adam.
Yep.
Mm. And Adam was.
Like through him, it was a human centipede.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what we did.
I was at the end, unfortunately.
Well, because
I came in last.
We drew straws, honestly.
Well, yeah, it's about attendance.
Cuttlefish.
First come, first serve.
But you know, it's kind of nice though that our friendship, for the three of us, continues. I mean, like I think we all support each other pretty well.
Yeah,
you know, you've gone through 100%. A bunch of different business ventures, and you brought them to us, and we've tried everything to make sure we support you, and you've supported
us. You guys
do
such a great job.
It was really weird. Like, I moved away for a while, but me and Matt kept in touch.
Yeah.
We were in each other's weddings. I moved back, then he moved away.
That just shows you, if you actually care about a person, it doesn't matter where they're located geographically.
It's just wasn't planned, completely unplanned.
Yeah.
I live, like, 5 minutes away from where Matt used to live.
Yeah.
Where he lived a year before I moved back.
Man.
So we go on to a question from our friend Thrifty Cosplayer. She said, will you ever give tasting notes on other stuff? Because she has coffee if you ever would.
Absolutely. I think we did coffee once or twice. I know we did it once. We did Black Forge once because we recorded super early in the morning.
We were doing
did round one coffee.
We were doing recording and then we were doing a brew day.
A brew day, yeah. I think that was Shat-Faced last year.
So we'll definitely.
That's good planning.
Yeah. So definitely, if you have coffee for us.
Yes.
And it's a local shop for sure. We would love to brew it up, try it, and, you know, talk about
it. Always
even if it's not like totally local, at least small business.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for us. I mean, that's one of the biggest things about our platform here is that, you know, we clearly are not like Rogan. We're not Tom Segura. We're not those things. But
Tom's great.
But we are, I think we're pretty good at a small platform, and we try to highlight people that are trying to do the next big thing. And
you guys are just as diverse as the people that you have on and the people that you represent. Yeah. And I think that's what makes the Came with the Boys one of the most authentic podcasts in the space.
We are the Waynesburg University of podcasting.
You might not be the smartest, but hey,
we're giving it a
you can go
try.
There.
We're just good enough.
You guys are fantastic.
We may not be the best in podcasting, but we have a solid nursing program.
That is true. That is true. And then it cut scene to Adam bottle feeding Matt.
Speaking of which, we didn't give tasting notes on this Prosecco. Barefute. It tastes like 100 episodes.
It tastes like I got it from the dollar store.
Honestly, it doesn't taste bad. It reminds me of like a fruity TV static.
Well, we know who's drinking the we know who's drinking the rest of it.
All yours, because while you're drinking that, we're going to open up another beer that I've been saving for a couple years.
So I'll have some of that.
No.
So, affirmative action, Matt. I will have some of that.
Don't you pull that fucking card on me.
Why not? They rescinded it. That has been rescinded, right? That doesn't exist anymore.
We got to bring it back.
Oh, come on. We're not getting into politics on this episode.
We are getting into Pittsburgh Beer Douche, though, because he did leave us a little comment here, and he said,
love the beer douche.
Love you, boys. See you at Schwartzfest. If you guys don't know what Schwartzfest is.
I also got a question from him. Oh, you can go ahead and explain what Schwartzfest is.
So Schwartzfest is an opportunity when people come down here in Judgetorium, and we have like 15 different Schwartz beers. Get to try them all, give tasting notes, rank them, and it's a lot of fun. And Adam's going to actually brew.
I'm submitting one this year. It's in the fermenter right now.
A close runner-up to that is the Beer Douche's birthday, where we just shoveled Schwartz beers down the
road. Yeah, he drank had so 15 many. Trey Schwartz beers.
Like, all by himself.
He did not drive home. He drank
responsibly. Actually, we tried to get him to continue to go out, and his older sister said, no. Yeah.
And when Dennis says we, he means he. It was not me.
I figured.
I was also done.
Oh, he made eye contact with me. He was like, well, maybe.
Honestly, I'm like an Etch-A-Sketch. I don't remember.
So the question from Pittsburgh Beer Douche related to Schwartz Beer Fest is, what fest are you most excited for in 2024, and why is it Schwartzfest?
Oh, it's
that's good.
Barrel and Flow.
100%.
Barrel and Flow for me, too. Sorry, Mike Moore. You just got to... It'll spread. It'll spread. Yeah,
you'll be okay.
Maybe 2026.
Just listen. Schwartz Beer Fest will get big, but right now, Barrel and Flow.
And hopefully it doesn't rain again this year, so Mr. Mike Moore, I can actually meet up with you.
Yeah.
Besides getting stuck in a thunderstorm.
Oh, he wasn't there.
Oh, he was at Barrel and
Flow. Physically, he was there.
Yeah. He was checked out. No, but that just means he did it right.
Three p.m. He was just a walking drink fountain.
And for everyone wondering, that just means that boy gave it all that he had.
He did. He also really enjoyed Barrel and Flow.
He left it all on the court. Yeah. You know?
I love that guy.
So,
and the parking lot, and also, that one tree, and that umbrella holder.
He also shows up every month to Sprinkle by Hype, and he buys cookies.
There you go.
He supports a ton of local businesses. Like the biggest fan of people following their dreams. He really is.
He is the best. And Schwartz Beer Fest 2 will be huge.
So, Adam, I have to ask you from AJ Aukerman. He asked you, what is the next crazy adjunct that you want to try to put in your beer?
So, I'm not going to give the specifics because I just went over the specifics with somebody last night, in fact. I think I'm going to do a beef jerky Rausch beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's that?
I hate it.
I don't want to say how it's going to work. I want to see if it works first, and then I'll explain. But yeah, keep in tune with Bash Brew 2024.
How are you going to bring out the saltiness?
I don't want to tell you.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
I have an idea. So it's besides salt? You're going to bring out saltiness besides salt?
Yeah.
It'll involve sodium.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So sodium chloride?
Hey, man. Stop trying to solve our science, okay?
Beef jerky's the answer.
Beef jerky's the best. So the next question came from...
And thank you, AJ Aukerman. Yeah. Bad Chicken Brewery. Check him out. He's out in the Greensburg area.
Really good guy. Love AJ.
Speaking of good guys, Dennis Guy sent us in a question.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember what it was?
Do you remember what it was?
I can paraphrase. However, I can't remember if I sent it in for the podcast before this. Because, again, my sense of time
was this
is
one.
Terrible.
There was only one.
Yeah,
it's something with wrestling, and if you had to make a movie with it. But read what I typed.
Okay. So Dennis asked, you have to pick five wrestlers from any era to make a movie with. They have to drink five hams and five secret double agents from Adam before they film. And if you guys follow us, you know what it is. But if you're new to us, secret double agent is a pineapple jalapeno double hazy IPA that Adam makes.
So good.
And it's 8.5%.
But five is insane.
The hams ain't going to do nothing to him after that.
So I would say instead of all of us picking five, let's just go ahead and pick two, one.
Yeah. Okay.
So Adam.
We'll just go around.
Yeah, go around. Okay. Start with you, Adam.
I'm going to take... guy go Stone Cold Steve Austin. Absolutely. We're drinking beers.
Good. That's a solid one.
That's a really good pick. Yeah.
Like they have to have the wherewithal to like shoot a movie. Like after drinking all that, right? So like think about that too. But I love where your guys' mindset is. Like those are great. Like they're going to be good characters in the movie itself. Right. but they also have to be able to Stone Cold like, remember what Stone Cold's probably going to be great at ad-libbing, but you got to also.
Well,
like,
I would say too, and facetiously aside, I would say D'Lo Brown because he was a really strong character on the Nation of Domination. Very, he was the fall guy, and he really was.
Crazy.
What?
Oh yeah, come on. You, what do you mean what?
What do you,
you
mean?
Didn't get that?
Yeah, he's the fall guy.
Sir Isaac Newton was not his friend.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing.
You mean change?
Dennis Guy, who's your wrestler?
No, I'm saying he was the guy who got pinned in the
Oh, but he was the jobber.
Yeah, he was the jobber. He's the fall guy.
No, I know, but it's just your wording.
Who's your wrestler, Dennis?
I'm between Andre the Giant and Mark Henry.
You got to pick one.
You got to pick one. Those are both
strong
choices.
Can't pick two. Can't pick two. Can't pick two.
Nah, we can just do six.
Okay.
You want them both?
You want both?
I'll do Mark Henry.
All right. Good,
okay, Mark Henry. Okay.
I was almost
because he was Andre. Technically rated the strongest man in wrestling.
He was legit.
Because he actually went and did strongman competitions.
That's true.
Right, yeah. I've always respected Mark Henry for that. Like, you know,
Braun Strowman did that too. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mark Henry put his career on the line.
That's
he
true.
Said that shit, and they were like, "Okay, you can do that, but if you don't actually become the strongest man, don't come fucking back." Like, Vince, you know what I mean, Vince? Shit. Like, that was that's pretty legit putting all your whole like everything that you do out there like that.
Yeah.
So mad respect.
Yeah, for sure. Ooh, any era.
Any era at all. Hard.
Pro it is wrestler, can't be a manager.
Yeah.
Bobby the Brain Heenan would be pretty good.
That's a good one. You're kinda in my era right now.
I gotta go. I'm trying to think of somebody that era. Ooh, Roddy Piper.
Damn it, he picked mine.
That's
perfect.
He knew it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
perfect.
You guys were college sweethearts. You know?
That's true. We think alike.
Yeah, Roddy Piper could definitely drink and act as fucking
Roddy
asshole.
Piper is fantastic. I think because you gotta be able to drink and you gotta be able to hang and you gotta be able to act. Gosh, man. I mean, what? I don't want to.
Termana.
I don't want to pick The Rock because he actually doesn't drink. He kind of
makes
tequila. No, but he has to be able to handle five double agents plus five hams. That five hams are going to hydrate you.
I don't even know.
But he's not going to handle five double agents.
I'm just saying he's a good actor.
Gosh, man. You think Randy Orton would do it?
He drinks.
Where's Matt Riddle at? He can
not a wrestler anymore.
Well, we didn't say what era. We didn't say he had to still be a wrestler.
Do you know who I'd pick, actually? Speaking of people who are kind of like jobby, and like, I'd pick The Miz, actually.
Yeah?
Because he has a good – dude, you saw him during the Road Rules.
Yeah,
the,
I don't know if he – yeah, yeah, he
the
did
dude
drink
would drink.
Yeet.
And, yeah.
Yeet.
I think you should pick Jay.
What up, Oos? But, no, I'd pick The Miz because I think he's – and he does everything for the company, too. So he's going to act very well. He can drink.
Okay. Dude, that's pretty diverse.
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, skill sets go.
Absolutely.
That'll be a dope movie. Let's shoot it. Hit him up.
So the coming in number six here, we have Jason Mesher. He's asking, what is your go-to cheesy, over-the-top, scary movie? That's like, watch it no matter what. It doesn't matter if it, you've watched it 1,000 times. It's the one you go to, like, comfort watching. It's a tough question.
It's
I'm a little
like,
bitch, man.
So
I don't
not,
really have.
Like, in full disclosure, I didn't look at a lot of these before the podcast, and this was one of them. So the first thing that pops in my head is Basket Case.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that one. I'm going to go with...
It's really cheesy, really B-movie, but a solid good time.
Mine's always going to be Reanimator. Every time.
You know, funny that you bring that up. So I saw someone dress up tonight as... Reanimator.
Dr.
Yeah,
West,
I was like, wait, is that random movie from the 80s? She was
so
like, actually,
good.
It was.
Yeah. Did you just see an old headless man?
She had like a cat or something on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeet
what about
and
you?
Kitties.
Do you have one that
Man.
You
So, if none of you have black friends, one thing you need to know is we're not superstitious, but we're a little stitious. So I'm not a big fan of like tempting anything out there.
So Final
you
Destination
know?
Is definitely here.
Little Stitious, his 93... gangster rap album was pretty good. Little Stitious. Check it out.
Little Stitious.
Yeah, little my Stitious. Man knows. If you
it's
know, you know.
L.I.L. Stitious.
If I had to pick something that was just like, to me, it wasn't scary. So that means it like The Hills Have Eyes wasn't really scary.
Good.
It was like a black man driving through West Virginia is The Hills Have Eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
He'd just be
that.
Creeping, man.
What? Yeah.
Just
what?
To me, that's a survival movie.
Put yourself, it's like, you
but
know.
But it's an old white man driving through, like, Arizona,
no,
New Mexico.
No. But you guys, go back to the original, what Meshner asked, the cheesy part of it.
Oh, so you put
to
yourself.
To me, that's cheesy because that's closer to, like, real life. No,
so that's like
West
you
Virginia.
Driving through West Virginia. Yeah. It's that man driving through the Nuke Zone.
Right, the cheesy version.
I got you.
Like, that's what.
So then we're going to go to a friend of the podcast, Justin Longfellow. What is the most underrated and overrated homebrew you ever made?
Oh, I feel like it's targeted. I would have said my most underrated homebrew was my cream ale until Justin Longfellow rated it very high.
Yeah.
So, boom. Thank you for that.
The trophy in the background.
Overrated for me is I hate to say it because a lot of people love it.
Stop.
The apple fritter.
Yeah.
The apple fritter is so good.
I do not like it.
Well,
but
to
I
be
make
fair,
it, but I make it because not all other people like it. So.
Not all parents love all their children.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
You have three, two. You obviously
quit trying to give me more. Quit.
Wait.
He can't.
You.
I'm fixed.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Thank God.
What do you mean, thank God?
Well, because you would have more kids.
I would.
That is who you are.
Thanks, man.
Waynesburg can only have so many students.
you are out here just maxing out Earth's HP right now.
Jesus Christ. This might get them to stop sending me those donation forms.
So our friend Jenny D from down in Arizona, she sent us like a block of questions. And these
good
are
for her. We miss her.
Yeah, we do miss her a lot. So number one here, would you rather be covered in fur or scales?
Former neighbor of the podcast.
Yes, former neighbor of
good
the podcast.
Good to hear from you. I would rather be covered in scales because I run a little hot, so that fur would
that'd be nice.
That'd boil me. Yeah. Yeah, so scales for me. It'd keep me cooler.
I want to go.
Plus, it's a set. Mystique in the X-Men movies. Who was that?
Mystique.
Gambit.
No,
Gambit threw the cards. He was the fucking
Mystique,
lame Frenchman.
The actual mutant called Mystique?
Yeah, but who played her?
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, definitely not going
to
remember.
But yeah, scales look good on people. Yeah.
I'd rather go fur because then I can go down to the furry convention and really, you know, do my thing.
With no cost.
You would.
No cost.
Your dick will fall off.
Yeah,
that's how much.
That's what I'm saying. I have real fur.
Yeah, actually, I feel like you already have real
fur. And he's already fixed. He's like an animal.
Yeah, you are a
I'm chipped.
Man.
I'm fixed.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's time. It's time for this other beer.
You it's time for
answer,
round three.
Did you
it's
want
round
me to
two
answer
beer.
That question at all
round,
before we?
Round,
yeah, go ahead.
On? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Scales are for.
I was going to say, being a half white, half black man, I kind of got the best of both worlds. The half white part, super hairy, like pretty thick.
So you're already experienced with fur.
The black part, my skin be getting real chapped. Chippity chappity. That's all I wanted
so,
to say.
So you're looking, saying you're hairy and scaly already?
I am a hairy dragon.
This is our wonderful beer that we're going to drink here.
Yo, Hardywood from
on,
down
hold
in Richmond.
Before we do that, set the bottle down.
Yes.
This is what? Are we calling it round two beers, round three beers?
Round three beers. Ready?
All right.
This is round three beers. So way back when,
episode. Let's not break Proto.
I know, sorry. So whenever Adam and I were
listen here, Proto,
we were working through homebrewing together, and Adam and Lori went out for Christmas, and they just got me a cavalcade, an armada of beer, if you would.
Ooh.
And this was a couple years ago. So I decided at that time that I was going to take one of these and I was going to age it. So this has been in my fridge since 2021.
No, I think it's even earlier than that. I think that was before we were even married. I think that might be 2018, sir.
So, so
we went to Richmond and we brought that back for you.
Yeah, this I was going to say that's Richmond.
Yeah, this
Virginia.
Is from Hardywood. This is the Bourbon Barrel GBS.
Really good brewery, by the way.
This is a fantastic beer.
Thank you, sir.
And, I mean, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's just a beer that I've been waiting to crack and I'm trying to find the right reason to do it. And I thought this was it. The barrel
100th episode that makes sense.
The barrel series is really limited, and it was a really special gift that I received from the Bash Lines.
It's meaningful,
very much so. So I couldn't think of a better time to crack it than right now.
We can confirm the year, but I think it was 18. Okay. It was definitely pre-COVID.
So I mean,
and we got married in 19.
Yeah,
so it was either 18 or 19.
Okay, so regardless, man, you're talking about 4 or 5 years. Yeah. So this bad boy has been sitting. Wow. Look at that! Look at the retention, man.
Man, that is good.
Yeah, there's still a good head retention on this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Just all the chocolate.
Whoa.
All the spice.
Even on the nose, it's still there.
Oh, that's
tons
so good.
Of ginger still.
Yeah. So that you're saying that was coming in at like 11.5% when it first came out, and it's aged in bourbon barrels. We had to kind of go figure this out for a second because I didn't want to lead people astray as we're talking about this beer.
I wanted to be special. I wanted to be discussed the right way. I mean, it's...
Yeah. I mean, being from that part of Southern Virginia, I was just curious about the bourbon barrel, but I can't find any info on it. I mean, once we get the year on it, I can probably figure it out.
And
I mean,
you guys know how it is with breweries. It really is a Wild Wild West.
It
depends on their barrel program, if how great track they keep.
I mean, I'm sure
stuff.
At that time when you bought it in the tap room, it said the barrel.
Right, but
I
mean, as far as like archiving, like they probably didn't.
They have they get a bunch of Kentucky barrels.
Yeah,
probably something.
You can taste it, man.
Oh, you still get the
it's
barrel.
Good. This is it's
the
like,
predominant flavor for me though is the ginger. The ginger is really
it really sings through.
Really impressed by the carbonation on this.
It's the spice profile and it's that chocolate that's just racing against each other.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so good, man. So happy I got to split this with you and you today.
Thank you for sharing
This is so much fun.
I got it for you as a gift. That didn't mean you needed to bring it back to me today.
Yeah.
But I'm
that
could have
been just
did.
Like a dark, depressing night. Just like you could have drank it and then fell asleep on the bathroom floor. You
well,
have to
he got
share
me.
This.
He got me two big bottles.
Oh, so the first one, bathroom floor.
This one made it.
No, but it really is a great beer, and I think you said it great, Matt. Like the spices, to me, pair very well. It's kind of like imagine. Okay, this is going to be weird. Imagine
dragons.
Jumping out of an airplane.
Why are we doing
ever.
This?
How, and not black people. White people's doing this. I mean, black people might jump out of
he's
a goddamn
talking
airplane.
About it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a half white coming out.
Did you say John Mayer?
No. If you thought that, this makes this moment even more glorious. No, but just imagine jumping out of an airplane, but you immediately land on a giant feather from that dog from the Land Before Time, and you're slowly, the spices slowly carry you down throughout the taste of the beer.
Oh, it's your parachute.
It is so good. Yeah.
Speaking of flying, Jen's second question, would you rather be able to teleport or fly?
Oh, I want to teleport. I want to teleport because flying's dope and everything, but if I want to, I want to get there right now. And what I also want to is I want the Dragon Ball Z version of it where if I grab other people
instant.
And I do the instant.
Oh, you just go. They can go with you?
And they come with me. Yeah.
I have nothing to add or subtract from that answer. I agree totally with my life mate here.
Last question from Jenny here. She said, what is one pivotal moment in your adult life that you would love to relive like Groundhog's Day, but it can't be a marriage, the birth of a child, or getting a dog?
Damn, because came with stipulations.
I know, because those are all clearly a given. Those are all blessings that we have, and we don't need to go back through those and relive them.
I feel like those prerequisites were set up for men to not forget like the most important. Because if we would have answered it a different way, and then our wives would be like, oh, so you didn't appreciate? So thank you for saving our lives.
Thanks, Jenny. So I think for me, I would say it would probably be... gosh, man, I would say it'd be probably the first time. You know what it would be, man? It'd be your bachelor party, to be honest with you. Ooh. I know that's a weird thing to say, but we had such a good time.
Your answer's way more sentimental than mine.
Yeah.
Well, that's also Matt. Yeah. He is a sweetheart.
But like we all got out, got together, had a great time. Nobody got in danger. We were all...
Everyone had each other's back.
Yeah. And we've never had that group of friends together. On the wedding day we did. But
yeah, but other than that, like never. Wow. So it was like to go back and be like, hey, I want to push the button and go back to that and replay that out. I would do that. I would do that almost every day.
So Adam, be an asshole and beat that. Cause
so, well, no, I'm not. I already said same on the last one, so I can't say same on every question. So
that's true.
Second place, because that does, with the explanation, that does
similar
win pretty much. But for me, it would be my trip to Asheville with my wife. If the weather, our economic situation, if it's just a replay of the day over and over again.
That's cool, man.
It would be that trip. It was very cool. We got to see the mountains. Got to try some of my favorite breweries. I haven't made it to Denver yet. That'll probably replace it when I get out to Colorado. But Asheville for now.
So,
Dennis?
I guess for myself, it would be whenever Sammy, my wife, and I were waiting to hear back from our first RFP. Folks who may not know what RFP is, request for proposal. It's traditionally when you're going after government. Yeah, he should though.
I do that stuff now too.
It's traditionally whenever you're going after government contracts. It's whenever Sam and I landed our first ever government contract. It was for $60,000for the city of Columbus, Ohio, when we took our program to help disadvantaged businesses there. That was, you know, we're waiting to hear back. And I'm proud to say we just heard back for 2024, so for next year, and they want to bring back another RFP for next year with us to work with us. So
congratulations.
I appreciate Oh, my God. That miss was so good.
Probably shouldn't spray that right on my microphone.
We don't do a good enough job like sharing that stuff. I'm so happy that we're on the cane with the boys, because a lot of folks out there that are listening to this remember us from, like, being broke out on the streets, and then now we're, you know, starting from the bottom. Now we're trying to be here.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing never changed, though, from you being who you were to who you are now. You're always a generous and good dude. So,
I appreciate that. Yeah, I do a lot.
I like that, man. So
fuck yeah, man.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
So we're going to move on to another question here from our friends from Fifth Season. You are trapped on an island with an unlimited supply of only one kind of beer. What is it? Quick.
I'm going to
Hams.
Well, that was quick. I'm going to assume there's a refrigeration. Yeah. I'll go with a... Mexican lager.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Light Mexican lager.
Fifth Season's Mexican lager?
No.
You said it so quick.
Oh, yes,
they did. Yeah.
I'll take their Japanese rice lager.
That's a good one, yeah.
That is a solid one.
I'm going to go with triple shake.
Dude, you're going to die of dehydration.
Yeah.
Honestly, when you asked that question, I immediately thought Founders All Day IPA, but then I remembered they're really racist, so I couldn't do that.
See, that's what you shine the light on.
Then I switched right over the hand.
My second place, if I'm not picking a homebrew, is probably Dogfish 60 Minute.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good year-round one.
Yeah. What about Bell's Two Hearted? Where do we feel that ranks? I feel
right
like that's
too.
Up there.
That's right,
it's a good one.
Good. Yeah. Malty still really good, which would be really great. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Fatheads. Headhunter up there too.
Oh, yeah.
Headhunter is like you. That's not an all day beer.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this guy. No, he's he's disaffecting himself.
So the next question here is offensive. If Matt was an animal, what would it be, and why is it a sloth? And that's from Ben from Arboretum Trail.
I love Ben. That is so good.
I don't work at Arboretum Trail anymore.
Well,
did you?
Apparently, yeah.
When?
You must have got laid off being lazy.
Yeah, I'm a sloth. I don't know. I thought I hustled my ass off.
Wait. I don't know what is truth and jest. Did you ever actually work there?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was a cracker and cellarman.
So if it's not a sloth, what would it be?
Well, if it could be any animal?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Sloth sounds pretty fucking dope right now.
I mean, napping's cool.
I mean, koala. Koala bear.
I mean, that's very close.
Know they have so much syphilis.
That's fine. So do I.
Yeah,
right
so just
all right. No, dude,
koala bears sleep a ton.
That explains why you've been sweating a lot.
Yeah. Well, the koala bears sleep a ton, and they're pretty vicious whenever you fuck with them, and they like eating greens. And I'm into salads now. Like, I look svelte.
Not commenting on, like, looks, but you could also be a possum. Hear me out.
I'll take that.
Hear me out.
You don't have to.
Whenever someone asks you to
you
do something.
Fuck.
When no, this is why I said hear me out, because I knew he was going to say some shit. Hear me out. Whenever you hear something you don't want to do, I feel like you will just pretend that whatever's being said to you doesn't exist.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
100%.
That's my point.
I ignore that shit.
Not the way you look. Not actually, possums are incredibly smart, and they're great for the environment, by the way.
Not this one.
Well, no. What? What? I'm not saying any of that. Jesus. You guys are college sweethearts.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to go on to from Bigfoot Benjamin. If you had to shrink down and go into each other's bodies, what is your entrance and exit and why? So for people who haven't been here before with us, Bigfoot Benjamin appeared, and we asked what superpower he would take, and he said he would like to be really, really small. That's because he wants to fit into crevasses.
Like Miss Fizzle from
Very
Yo,
Much So.
No, my man Ben. I feel like that might be a king somewhere.
So what? Yeah.
I feel like that's a king.
Well, what,
I love
you
that
can
guy,
go first.
By the way.
For me and you, I have to go into something and out of something.
So he wanted me and you. You going into me and me going into you. And in and out of.
Why does he want this?
Shapeshifts into
I
a
imagine he's going to use it for material.
Okay. Hey, so Ben, because you want this, I'm going to go in to Adam's mouth, and I'm going to go out of his butt so I can go ass to mouth.
You want to see what the chicken?
ATM.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm going to go in your ass and out your mouth. I'm going to go ass to
mouth.
You're
going to go ass to mouth. Yeah. So the opposite of a chicken wing.
Yeah. I'm going to go the chicken wing the way you used to eat them.
Damn.
I don't want to answer the same as Matt, so I'll go. I want to go.
It's a lot of body over here.
I want to go, but I'm only picking one specific part because I know what the rest of it looks like already. So I want to go in his nose.
Okay.
Travel up through your brain.
Okay.
To see what the fuck is going on in there.
A lot of terror.
And then go out your ear to check out why your music tastes
so. You remember earlier when...
The number 13 question here, the last one here before we move to the next segment. This is coming from our friends at Halloween is Forever podcast.
Oh, good stuff.
You have to put yourself in a stable with a wrestler, a movie star, and a fictional character, and you have to name the stable. So I put it to us. Who wants to name the wrestler?
You guys, for sure. Okay. One of you two.
Adam, would you like to name the wrestler?
No, good. You do the wrestler.
Okay, so
I'll do the movie star.
You guys just know so much.
I'll go with the wrestler, and I'm going to go ahead and go with Dolph Ziggler because I feel like he's funny. He can do top talent. He can do mid talent. He can do everything in between. He knows how to play the game.
Very functional.
I'm telling you right now, and he can act, and he's funny. So I'm picking Dolph Ziggler because he can do everything. So
good.
I'm
gonna That's pick a Dolph, solid Dolph one. Ziggler. That's solid.
I'm going with our jiu-jitsu master as the movie star.
Okay.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Beautiful.
I almost went Dolph Lundgren, but then there's not a fictional Dolph to make it Dolph
That's
team.
True.
So,
yeah.
Dolph Lundgren kind of sucks now.
So it's on me to pick a fictional
I'm
character?
Character. Yeah.
So
to pair with Dolph Ziggler
Tom and Tom Hardy. Hardy.
So for all of you Dungeons & Dragons fans
Why
out
is
there,
it Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not Sonic. It would actually be Drizzt Do'Urden, which is a dark drow. Well, it's
oxymoron.
Oh, you
thought it was going to be nerdy, man?
Yeah.
It's a drow from the Underdark, which is the area below land in most fictional characters.
You're speaking my language, dude.
The taint.
So I'm a big fan of Drizzt and R.A. Salvatore, who actually wrote a lot of that character out there. And the reason choosing him, he is a very, staunch. He cares about his friends. He cares about the people that he's working with. And he'll do anything to make sure that they succeed. So that, in and of itself, would make a great fictional character to this repertoire that we have going on.
You have a name for this thing, don't you?
Name the stable.
I have a name in the stable?
Yeah.
Black and Tan.
Fucking perfect! Jesus.
So I'm gonna go.
You want to leave the drow hanging?
I don't want to leave the black out of the.
No, we prefer drow in this scenario.
The beautiful thing here is that way back when I was introduced to the idea of a blurred, the black nerd.
Yes, I was gonna say blard, the black bard, which is also a character.
Right. So it's.
Can
that's
I have a little bit more.
That's where we cross the paths, buddy, because I'm a huge nerd, so are you, and it's just
fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
So I'm happy I brought that. You didn't have to give me all that.
And
I'm happy I brought that shit up.
You're looking dumb.
No, looking good. You look great.
Hey man, you didn't play Dungeons and Dragons. You probably got way more pussy than we did.
No, I played Magic the Gathering
for
so
sure.
Equally
no, honestly,
as much. Yeah.
Matt, don't give him all the credit. It's because we played Dungeons and Dragons, which left enough pussy for him.
I need
could have been tearing it up. Not
we could have been heroes.
Which is no. Honestly,
I'm a Magic the Gathering guy. You just got to talk swamps.
I love MTG. No, a lot of Magic the Gathering. This isn't the time or place, but it was. A lot of it's based on Dungeons.
We'll see you next week.
Do you guys want to play Magic the Gathering?
On this next week's episode, did we get laid? Answer's no.
But I did get a Dark Lotus.
Black Lotus.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You made it racist.
You're my Dark Lotus.
Canceled.
You know what? I kind of like that.
So we have to move on to something we were going to do on our New Year's episode. And it's called the Maddies. We were going to do something like the Emmys with all of our content.
Like the Dundies, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So we were going to do a big thing for it, but we're going to do an abbreviated one because it'd be hard for us to go through everything.
True.
So we put it out there to you guys, and we took a vote for our top episodes. And I took myself out because actually, just so you guys know, I was in the top three for the first time I covered North Hills Homebrew Fest.
Yeah.
I had a lot of help because a lot of great homebrewers and Adam were able to help me on that one. So I left it out to Jason Mesher, Dem Bones, Hello Brutiful, and Pittsburgh Beer Douche. And you guys took the time to vote and you guys selected Dem Bones as our fan vote favorite.
coming in at 46%. He takes the fan vote award for the Maddies.
Congratulations.
This is a fantastic award. He came on and spoke a lot of homebrew nerdiness with us. It was easy for me to run that episode because Adam and Dem Bones had an opportunity to really lay it on the table, talk a lot of shop. And all I had to do was sit there and go, and here's the next question. It was really nice.
Good.
So then we're going to go on to our top episode. Now, this is the penultimate.
The Creo Killer.
Decision. This is.
Jesus. He's like the Catholic Church over here.
The Creo Killer.
This is the one where.
The Mac Miller.
We allowed our listeners across. We have listeners in India, the UK, America, South America. We have a real big reach, which is fantastic. And thank you guys again for that. And it came down to five episodes. Boys Meet Douche with Pittsburgh Beer Douche. Understand the Internet with Hello Brutiful. Getting Magical with Abjuration. Dem Bones, Dem Boys. Ooh. And He Ain't No First Timer with Jason Mesher.
That's hard.
And the winner is... He Ain't No First Timer with Jason Mesher. It's the highest downloaded episode that we have
of all time
right now, of all time aside from our pilot. Our pilot has
do
the
something
most
crazy on this episode.
So Jason Mesher, congratulations to you.
Congrats, homie.
Friend of our podcast and just does a great job whenever he's hanging out with us, and he actually helped Adam out with a beer today.
In Jesus we trust.
We brewed here today, made a nice English strong bitters.
Absolutely. So Adam,
There's one more surprise award. It's best host of Decaying with the Boys, and came in at 90% to 10%. Matt Anderson.
Yo, first, why is Adam like everyone's uncle at that point?
First, I want to thank all the listeners.
Here's your trophy. It's a half-drink bottle of Burfute.
Honestly, man, it's great editing. It's great storytelling. It's great planning.
Keep going.
And it's your... It's your damn voice.
Spoiler alert, I show up every week half drunk and talk, and that's all I do.
One of the biggest things that we also do here on this podcast is Adam and I do engage in combat. And we invite you to engage in
Mortal
combat here, too.
Combat.
Absolutely. Thick boy combat is real. So, Adam, over 100 episodes, and that's over 100 hours plus of us going back and forth, just family episodes and with guests, I want to ask you what your number one segment, bit, skit, outcome, whatever it might be. If you were to elevator pitch us to somebody, where would you point them to?
Dude.
What would it be? And so, I want you to think about this too, Dennis, because you're in this as well.
I love every interview we ever got to do with somebody we admired. David Howard Thornton, Tejon. King Strang, love them all.
Oh, King Strang, baby!
But my top thing and my top episode to be like, this is what we do, would have been our episode with Bigfoot Benjamin. I think that episode, I've never laughed so hard. I had beer come out my nose during that
never
episode.
Been
it's
so
on
hard,
video.
Probably.
You can see me have beer come out my nose during that episode. And I think that was just like lightning in a bottle. We were just all on the whole time and had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So contextually, can you say the question one more time? Just so I make sure I heard it correctly.
You have
was...
to pick a moment, a bit, a skit, an episode.
I picked the whole
something.
Episode. I mean, the moment was when he said he wanted to get
really,
really
small.
And it was before he even put it in context. Because I was just ready for him to say really strong or really big or really anything.
And the way he says it, I want to be really small.
Yeah. And I was like, small was the last thing I thought he was going to say, and it just threw me off guard. And
also, too, can I tell you right now, one of our most replayed TikToks on our...
I didn't even know you guys had a fucking TikTok.
Yeah. Well, we're on everything that begins with social, ends with media.
But just to be fair, you didn't finish the question. Like, you were asking me the question, but you never finished.
Favorite moment of our podcast.
Oh, man.
We have a couple with you, too.
Guys have a lot, honestly.
Breadcrumbs.
It's the breadcrumbs. Cool, that was a good episode. So look back for the breadcrumbs.
How I catch an Uber and
get a pizza. You
ride
can
home.
Take the methodology of breadcrumbs. One of our last episodes.
16
together.
Hot dogs, one chicken sandwich.
I'm not as proud of that.
You should be though, dude.
I eat a lot.
Easter Bunny.
Dude, here's the thing.
Leave one in your car.
I can eat a ton. ton of food.
No, you can't. You leave it all here. And
No, I took it home last time. I ate it all in my fridge. Actually, I didn't eat the last one. It got a little too old.
I can see that because you had 16 of them.
Honestly, the other night I ordered 8 hot dogs for fun. Just see if I could while I was
so when you ordered 16 of them, that wasn't for fun?
I thought that was fun.
Oh, no, that was for just being dumb. But I could eat 8 for fun and feel totally fine. Like, it's no big deal. It's just, it's hitting my macros at that point.
So then it's Glizzy.
No. I'm not saying that. Because it would do you guys an injustice at the great things that you do to highlight small businesses. I think if I had to pick something about the Cane with the Boys, it's honestly the platform that you guys represent, about having a dream. It's about showcasing that the American dream is alive and well. And a lot of truth is said in jest. There's a lot of jokes. There's a lot of things that are said on this podcast that are meant to make the appeal easier to swallow. However, it showcases that when you think the world's against you, you can still come out on top. And before you know that you're on top, you're on the Cane with the Boys. That's what this podcast means to me.
Matt, what's yours?
Honestly, that may have came out of my butt whenever he did that. No, but seriously, a lot of truth is said in jest.
Oh, thank you for that. And of course, we also pick. It's fun to have fun with our friends, and that's a big thing that we do here on this podcast. We get to have our friends come on.
But you guys represent something greater than that, whether you mean to or not, you do.
I won't say it's a happy accident. I'll say that it's something that we truly love because...
Why not? So many kids were born that way.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, if we're not going to keep painting mountains, we're going to actually try to do something with it.
And I'm getting down in the valleys.
So, like, we've had people come on here and they say that because of, you know, their exposure with us, they got to link up with some other things. And, yeah. And it was cool to hear those things. And I'm not like you. I've never reached out like, well, then you owe me something. I don't care. I just
God, you guys
go to the
that's
next
how
thing.
You are.
Be so big that you won't read my DM on Instagram. That's what I want. I would say
I don't necessarily agree with that because you should always remember where you came from.
Well, yeah.
So no matter how big of a company that we
bread
get,
crumbs.
We will bread always crumbs. Remember. Yeah. How great of friends that you guys were to our organization.
Well, thank you.
Matt, your answer.
So I would say is very, I don't know, cliche as it is, when we showed up for the very first episode and I looked at you like, hey, man, where do we hook these mics up at? And you're like, he's like, wherever the fuck you're going to hook them up. Like, I had 3 microphones.
I don't know, genius, this is your idea.
My man Adam is just like a golden retriever. He's just happy to be there.
And, and it was wonderful because at that moment.
I'm mashing in right now, fucker. Like, you figured out.
That's pretty much what it was. But what was cool about it was that Adam and I had the ability to, like, just, hey, man. What can we do? This isn't, you know, whatever can work. And I said, hey, I have my phone. Let's do. So, I mean, little known fact, maybe a known fact. I don't know. The first like 5 episodes, definitely the first one was recorded on.
I think it was the first 2 or 3.
Phone, this one right here.
Good. And that's how you fucking start. Yeah. I'm sorry. We can swear, right?
Yeah, we can fucking
swear.
That's
how you fucking start, man.
So the very first one was on here and that's our pilot episode. And I listened to it. Like 40 times because I want to make sure we didn't say anything ridiculous and I wanted to put it out there and really hone in what we did and hooking up with Anchor. And I was so proud because when we launched that first episode and Anchor came back to us and said, hey, your initial pull, we want to do monetization with you. We want to do all these things with you. And we were able to put in all these ads, you know, and really, and we saw like, hey, we can really.
And then we talked some more.
Then we talked.
Then we did episode 2.
And then we lost them. But it was so cool to, you know, every time I hold this phone, you know, I'm reading news off of this so I can talk more into this microphone when we do, like, our segments and everything. But to know that we went from that small phone and now we have boards and computers and cameras and, you know.
Guests.
Yeah.
Friends.
And
you guys are good enough to take time away from other people's schedule to just come and hang out.
And then in the midst of all that, being able to, you know, one of the things that I really loved about this is being able to propel Adam as much as I could to give him a platform to continue with what he's doing.
That motherfucker's already at the top.
And then having, you know, guys like Dennis, you came on. We had Dem Bones come on. We had Jason Mesher come on. We've had Abjuration come on. All these people who want to push the next big thing and being able to give them a platform. But it all started right here.
Yeah.
Right on this phone. And our pilot episode, I'm really proud of that. And when I hit the upload button for the first time, it was the coolest thing I ever got to do.
Cheers, brother. So, cheers.
That's awesome, cheers, man. Love it. And never forget, like, it's you. It's not the equipment. Yeah, the equipment. And from someone who runs a video production company, like, equipment does matter.
Yeah, you have a fucking tank
with
lights on it.
That's true. Like, equipment does matter as far as, like, workflow. Sure, things can sound better. But if you just employ, like, the best practices and have something that people want to fucking listen to, it's going to matter more than a $5,000 goddamn microphone. You guys are that thing that people want to listen to.
Fuck with it.
Appreciate it. So, Adam, Dennis, me, you, all of you. This is the end of episode 100, and it took us a long time to get here, and we're happy that you're here with us, and I'm happy that you guys are here with me. So we got to move into the 100th time I ask you, Adam, what's on tap and where can you find us?
Hey, you can't find me anywhere. It's the end of brew season.
Ghost, baby.
You can only find me.
Yo, John right Cena over here.
Here. You can find me right here. Every night of the week in the Jerjatorium. Come get some beers. We will have the Shat-Faced Imperial Pumpkin Roll Stout coming in at 8.2%. I love doing this again, by the way.
Yeah.
We will also have the Jason Sleeping Bag Toasted Marshmallow IPA coming in at 7.2%.
Preach.
And very shortly, in a few weeks, we will have a Schwartz beer coming in at 5.5% and an English Special Bitter, Strong Bitter, you can say it however you like, an ESB. Coming in at 5%.
But the fun name that we're not going to say yet.
Yeah, yeah.
We will introduce that when it comes out.
Those aren't named, but it's coming. Yeah. And those will both be available about halfway through November. I'm guessing like November 18th.
So just in time for Thanksgiving. So you can ignore your family while they're all eating cranberry sauce.
Yeah, those will both be out for Thanksgiving.
Wonderful. Dennis, where can people find you?
No, great question, Matt. So you can find out more about us if you are a business looking to do more with marketing, video production, photography. Hit us up at firsthipstudios.com. If you are a business that doesn't want to pay for said services, make sure that you hit up your local municipality and let them know that First Hip Studios exists, because our specialty is leveraging the symbiotic relationship with local government organizations to get them to pay for us to help small businesses. That's the goal, right? So hit us up. Follow us at everywhere on social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that good fun stuff. X's, and I used to think that was just old lovers, but that's more than that now. It's all at First Hip Studios. So thank you guys so much for having us on. Like, not only do we love you guys as people, I just absolutely adore the opportunity to just hang out and just talk about all these great topics that you guys have on. So seriously, this has been a really good time for me.
Thank you.
And get some cookies.
Absolutely.
Oh, we never even brought up that Sammy made guys cookies.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, shame on me, right? Like, I did all the first.
You missed us. We were munching just eating. On
but sugar. I didn't say. Did we talk about?
Yeah, right when you first came on.
Yeah, wow. Jesus Christ. Look at these. That is like 1,000 calories in there. That's all you need to know. It's 1,000 calories in a small box.
Dennis, they also need the Facebook again. Give them the Facebook.
Sprinkled with hype. Because my wonderful wife, Sammy, she was like, hey, you do too much talking. I want to do my own thing. I'm like, okay, Sammy, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
She's always wanted to be a great baker. And she is a great baker, by the way. Fantastic. And Matt
just had the snickerdoodle, and I had a pumpkin. The pumpkin was great.
Yeah. So every month, it's not your traditional bakery. You just walk in. You just hit us up. We'll ship them out to you.
Yeah.
You'll just show up randomly if you are locally in the area. It's sprinkled with hype. She comes up with a crazy creation every single month, and she makes it happen.
If you want to go down the brew lab here, it's bash_brew on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, X. Who's going on First Sip Studios? It's First Sip Studios on Facebook, Instagram, X.
We got the boys down here in Georgia Tour. We are at the KNWTB on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, X, TikTok, everything, YouTube, our Gmail account. Hit us up. Thank you for 100 episodes.
Barrel age is hitting weird.
Thank you for everything you guys do for us.
Thank you all.
And allowing us to do this for you. And until next time, for episode 101, cheers.
And whatever you do, don't become an ex-listener.
Happy Halloween. Party hard. Sleep like the undead.